Hey, Million Dollar Agents. Welcome to episode 36. Now, today I'm going to talk to you about grass is greener syndrome. This is when you feel like you're not up to scratch and you're looking at other people's successes and you're watching people on social media and everybody seems to be nailing it and you might be struggling. You might be having a month where, you know, you haven't met target or you're just feeling like you're behind the eight ball all the time. Now, I'll tell you the truth, the grass is not greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it. So what you have to do in this situation is stop focusing on whatever everyone else is doing and start coming up with a plan to get yourself on track. Because a lot of the stuff you're seeing isn't actually true anyway. You know, on social media, we see a lot of fluff and we see a lot of smoke and mirrors and we see, you know, all of these people that are having these successful, wonderful Ferrari driving lives, when in reality, you know, a lot of it's just a dinner and a show. So don't buy into that. You have to gauge your success on your own historical success. So you want to be improving every time from what you've done, not trying to keep up with someone else. If the competition seems to be getting all the good listings and or, you know, that they're just seeming to kick goals consistently, you have to sort of look at that and go, is that really happening or is a lot of it, you know, just by design? Now, in commercial real estate, and I think this happens in residential real estate as well, there are particular agents that will send text messages around to all of their database. And the text messages imply that the sales that they're bragging about are sales they've actually done themselves. Now, that doesn't happen all the time. Like, they might be bragging about their sales, but they'll put anyone's sale through in a text message and say, hey, just want to let you know so-and-so, in your area, this has happened. We've sold this or this has been sold. And the assumption is they've sold it. Now, the truth of the matter is often it's someone else. And I've actually been sitting in front of a client when they've received a text message from a particular agent who said, hey, I just sort of let you know this property sold in your area and it sold for this amount of money. If you want to sell your property, call me. And I'm just like, hang on a minute. And the client looked at me and said, didn't you sell this property? And I've gone, yeah. I did, but they're leveraging off my sales. So what you're seeing is not always true. And, you know, I don't do that. I don't kind of fly my flag so much with the properties I'm selling. I do a little bit. I do put things on social media and like, you know, if they've sold or settled or whatever, but I'm not spamming it out and leveraging off it for other people. Now, you can do that if you want to, but this is not the point. What I'm trying to get across to you is that what you're seeing in terms of the successes that people are portraying that they're having may not always be the truth. It might be something like that. They're just saying they're doing certain things when they're not, and that's fine. You know, that all comes out in the wash too, because the client that received the message and a few other people have since cottoned on to what's been going on, they don't believe anything that comes through from those agents now. So if they send through text message about a sale that's happened, they automatically assume they did not sell it. So it backfires on you big time. Sorry, I feel like I bumbled my way through that and it wasn't very clear. But what I'm trying to say is, don't gauge your own success based on what you're reading, because you just don't know what's true and what's not. The best way to gauge your success is against yourself from the performance you had last year. You want to get bigger and better and faster the next year, right? So you have to set targets and goals that are against yourself. You're only competing with yourself at the end of the day. You want to improve yourself. So how do you do that? Educate yourself. Become a better salesperson. Do some training. Listen to podcasts. Read. There's loads of really good sales books out there. I'll put a list of these on my website and the show notes below. Look, I have also on my website a list of my favorite books to date. at that particular time. That has now improved, and obviously I'm reading all the time, so I'm going to add to that list and I'll update that PDF with a whole list of books that you should read. But, you know, you just have to keep learning. Learning is earning, and that's another thing you must keep in mind, is that we have to evolve. And I saw an interesting TikTok the other day when I was on TikTok, and it was about how there's a whole generation of us and who are not taking advantage of the social media platforms that are out there because they just think it's just too irrelevant, and it's not. And the problem is, if you don't keep up with these things, and if you're a new sales agent, you're probably way ahead of the game already. But if you don't keep up with them and you're not all over it, you're going to get left behind. You have to be on it. You have to evolve and do those things. When I first started in commercial real estate, 2002, the internet was really just firing up. That's just giving away way too much information. But nobody was using the internet to advertise property. I absolutely cannibalized it. You know, I was a bit younger than a lot of my competition at that particular time, a lot younger, and I could see this platform and was like, holy moly. So what I used to do, and you can't get away with it anymore, but Real Commercial and Commercial Real Estate, they didn't care how many times you loaded a property up. You could just put it up. As long as you had a subscription, because no one else was using it, they didn't really mind. So every Friday, I would sit down and get my staff to reload all of our listings, pull them all down, put them back up. So I was on page one, page two, page three, page four. Anybody who tried to load a listing on Real Commercial or Commercial Real Estate, they were just smoked. They were gone because I'd bumped them back down again. And I got away with that for probably three years, really, if I think back about it. And, you know, we had all these, like, the tall trees of the industry who were still around at that time, and they just weren't buying into it. They thought the internet was a gimmick. They thought advertising properties online was just, you know, a fleeting thing that was never going to stick, and it stuck, and I got away with it. Yeah, and Instagram, TikTok, all of those platforms, it's exactly the same thing. There's a lot of tall trees around at the moment who are still not using any of these social media platforms as one of the tools in the toolbox because they think it's just something that for fun. But we've got to keep up. We've got to evolve. So it's learning about those things. For me, for my generation, you know, I really have to sit down and focus on things like that and learn how to use those types of tools because I'm not savvy. My 10-year-old is way more savvy on an iPhone than I'll ever be. So I have to try and keep up with that, and I have to learn tricks and tools to, yeah, keep up with what's going on. So there's things you can do to make sure that you're on, and if you're young enough and you can use all this technology, you've got lots of power in this. But it's the sales side of it you need to focus on as well. Closing, talking to clients, listening, all of those things. So yeah, the grass is not greener. Whatever you're saying and whatever you're believing and whatever you're gauging yourself on, and if it's not just on yourself, it's from an external source, you're going to find this really hard to do. You're going to find sales just disheartening, and, you know, you're going to hate it, and I don't want you to hate it. I want you to love it. And yeah, I deal with my competition all the time, right? I can see what they're doing and I know what we're up against, but I don't take on board their successes as a kick in the guts to myself. I just think, Sandra, you got to try harder, get up earlier, work harder, come in at a different angle, put your hand up more, whatever it takes, so that the next time, you know, if I might have missed out on a pitch on a property, I got to work out what the reasoning was. And it might simply be because I'm not a corporate. It might simply be because it's a bit of a boys' club. Maybe they went to school together. I can't compete with that. I've even had a situation where one of my clients, his daughter is dating an agent. I can't compete with that because I'm not going to date her. And it's a different world. So there's lots of reasons why something might not be happening for you. And unless you're super nosy or you get your finger on the pulse, you might not know what that is. And then you're taking something personally that is not in your absolute realm of control. So don't worry about it. Just get on to the next one. And yeah, it's hard work. It takes hard work, dedication, resilience. Yeah, really, it comes back to you. You need to ride that sales roller coaster. Episode 12 of my podcast, which I recorded last year, How to Ride the Sales Roller Coaster. It's pretty much the same thing. It comes back to not comparing yourself to others and actually putting the work in. Invest in yourself. Like you'd go and if you went out on a big weekend, you'd spend a whole lot of money on buying alcohol to have a good time. Why don't you invest in yourself? Instead of using that money to have a good time, go and buy yourself a course. Go and do a training course or buy some books or invest in something that's going to improve you. Because I know it's the whole generation of we're all that and you don't need to improve on you because everybody's telling you, you know, it's all about the participation awards and if you just show up, that's good enough. But it's not because everything's evolving, everything's changing. You've got to keep up. So, that's it. To be a better salesperson, you want to be better than yourself, not better than the next guy. Well, you do. You want to be better than everyone, really. But stop looking at that. Stop looking outside for the gauge. And look, if there's somebody that's really doing super, super well and you look at them and you go, wow, I want to be just like them, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to connect to them either on LinkedIn or Facebook or however they advertise. Have a cup of coffee with them if they're in your state and you can get to them. Have a chat to them, talk to them, learn from them. Find out what that person is doing that makes them so great. Learn from them. Don't sit back and go, ugh, you know what? There's an old saying, keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. It's the same with competition. Gone are the days where I am really super worried about my competition. Unless somebody does the wrong thing by me, I have no problem being nice, friendly, conjuncting with, dealing with, talking with my competition because, you know, we might be on the same project, we might be on a different project, we might not even be anywhere near each other in terms of areas, but I know that they're in the same industry and that's fine. If you cross me though, that's a whole new story. Sorry, not sorry. So what's the moral of the story? For sales success, you have to dedicate yourself to becoming a better salesperson and improving your knowledge, your skill set, your discipline. Work harder. Be more persistent. Be more consistent and resilient. There's so many things to improve on that the competition or everyone else around you in sales really shouldn't even rate. You shouldn't be looking at it. You shouldn't be worrying about it because there's a gazillion things you can improve on in yourself. And, you know, it's evolution. You've got to evolve. Evolve or die. That's really what it comes down to. So learn something new. A little trick I do is find something to learn that week, whether it's, I mean, right back in the beginning when I didn't have a podcast, I was doing this, I was looking for ways to how to podcast and I just found four or five YouTube channels that specialized in podcasting to work out how to do this stuff. And in my downtime, which is sitting in my sauna, having an infrared sauna, I learned how to podcast sitting in the sauna. So do that. Go for a walk. Put your headphones in. Listen to something. Listen to a motivational speech. Listen to something about sales. Find some gurus on sales who you love listening to and add them to your favorite playlist. Have a playlist in your car. You know, just keep improving, keep listening. And really, we're so lucky that we have everything at our fingertips these days. Back in the day, there was no YouTube channels with people telling you how to do stuff. There's pretty much nothing you can't look up on YouTube or Google to tell you how to do something. So it's a lot easier than it used to be. Everything's online. Everything's at your fingertips. Audible. You can download loads of things on Audible for free. I'm actually on Audible. I didn't even know that. I was looking for something on Amazon and my face popped up. It was almost a bit of a shock. But there's lots of stuff you can get to. It's not going to cost you any money, but make sure you're just not getting caught up in this whirlwind of what everyone else is doing. That's it. That's a wrap. My name's Sandra Carter. I'm a commercial real estate agent. You can find me on LinkedIn, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook under Sandra Carter Commercial Agent. And my hashtag is Selling with Sandra. So if you want to follow me, look for the hashtag and you'll see all of my blogs and posts and anything that's been hashtagged. And that's it. Keep selling hard and don't worry about what the competition's doing. Compete with yourself, improve on yourself, and smash that glass ceiling. Okay, before I go, I'm going to tell you again and again and again about M2 Moringa. It's such a good tonic. It has seriously everything in it, from A to zinc in vitamins, literally. And yeah, if you have anything like joint pain or arthritis or anything along those lines, well, consult your doctor. But seriously, this stuff has helped me exponentially. I play polo for fun, and you know, as I get older, it gets harder to do, but any joint pains, you know, this has really helped me out a lot. So yeah, M2 Moringa. The website's in the show notes below, and I think there may even be a discount this month if you mention my name. So click on, have a chat to the guys at the Moringa website, and have a great day.